Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, replacing old windows for smoother operation and home comfort. More at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, March 12th. I'm Abby Larico. Missouri Republicans are enthusiastic about President Donald Trump's second term, but they acknowledge his first months back in office haven't been flawless.
Musk and Doge would be the first to admit that in some cases, something might get cut or someone might get laid off that in retrospect was a mistake.
Coming up on The Gateway, STLPR's Jason Rosenbaum explores whether GOP leaders are worried that Trump's initial moves could hurt Missouri. But first, we'll hear from one of the hardest working reporters in town on another story. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports St. Louis County Executive Sam Page used his State of the County address yesterday to slam an April ballot measure that would make it easier to fire department directors.
Page spent most of his hour-long address praising the work of county employees, which dovetailed into criticism of Proposition B that allows the county council to fire directors and the county councilor with 5 out of 7 votes.
As those in the community remind me all the time, B is bad, B is a power grab, and B does nothing good for St. Louis County.
Councilwoman Shalonda Webb says Page's shot at Prop B was inappropriate.
Because we need accountability and checks and balances. This is not a power grab.
County department directors filed a lawsuit against Prop B, and it's possible that even if it passes, judges may not let it go into effect. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
County Executive Page also said Tuesday that St. Louis County is getting a new flag. It's replacing the old one, which features a nondescript plow surrounded by building outlines in shades of yellow. The new design is a navy, white, and rose-red flag featuring a partial image of the fleur-de-lis. Page says the new flag provides an optimistic symbol of the county's resilience.
This reimagined fleur-de-lis boldly points forward, signifying a commitment to progress and opportunity as we chart the future for St. Louis County.
Last year, St. Louis County unveiled a new rose-red logo, as well as a new tagline, Opportunity Central. The battle over Missouri's minimum wage and paid sick leave laws is taking center stage in Jefferson City this week. The Missouri Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today on whether to overturn Proposition A, which mandates paid sick leave and boosts minimum wage. House lawmakers gave initial approval to a bill yesterday which would roll back paid sick leave requirements. In more than 2 hours of discussion, some House Republicans argued the proposition endangers Missouri businesses. They say that could cause harm to the state's economy. But St. Louis Democratic Representative Marla Smith says striking it down would undermine the will of the voters.
Why are we fighting about it? Give the voters what they asked for. They voted for their president. They voted for their governor. They voted for us. They voted for Prop A. Give it to them.
Tuesday's version of the bill still needs a final House vote before it heads to the Senate. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey wants to challenge the release of Christopher Dunn. That's the St. Louis man who was exonerated last year after spending more than 30 years behind bars for a crime prosecutors say he didn't commit. The state Supreme Court is now considering allowing Bailey to appeal Dunn's release. Kenya Brumfield Young is a professor and criminologist at St. Louis University. She says if Bailey is allowed to appeal, it will have a chilling effect on future efforts to exonerate the wrongly convicted.
I think it may give some of the prosecutor's office pause as to whether or not they move forward, because again, that can be extremely costly, particularly for areas that don't have a lot of resources to engage in this type of litigation.
Brumfield Young was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. The Supreme Court heard arguments last month and is expected to rule at a later date. Teachers and staff are calling on St. Louis Public Schools leadership to reconsider changes to a program for immigrant and refugee students. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed reports on the pushback and proposals for Nahed Chapman New American Academy.
During Tuesday night's school board meeting, staffers rallied in support of Nahed Chapman and pushed back against some of the proposed changes to the program. Molly Henders is an elementary school teacher with Nahed Chapman.
We are the first Americans our families get to know in their new country. We are the welcomers, and we are part of what shapes their early feelings of belonging, safety, and community in their new homes.
The district said they are restructuring the program to speed up the process of integrating immigrant students into mainstream schools. The changes were first announced in a meeting with the SLPS staff at Roosevelt High School last week. About 900 students are enrolled in the program, with over a dozen languages spoken. These changes are set to be implemented in the next school year. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois' public educator shortage is easing. That's according to data from the State Board of Education and a survey from a group representing regional school superintendents. This year's data shows a 5.6% decrease in teacher vacancies from the previous school year. The total number of unfilled teaching positions is just under 4,000. State Superintendent of Education Tony Sanders says this is due to Illinois' teacher recruitment efforts and grants addressing vacancies.
We must continue our investments in the pipeline programs. We must continue to really encourage students in this day and age to consider education and teaching as a profession that they should enter.
However, Sanders says there is a lot of uncertainty at the federal level. Last week, the Trump administration nixed funding for K-12 teacher preparation grants. St. Louis County Library is working to make reading more accessible to people who are visually impaired. All 20 county library branches will now have visual accessibility kits for checkout starting this month. Each kit includes a video magnifier, an adjustable LED lamp, and an LED angled handheld magnifier. Library Director and CEO Kristen Source says the goal is to eliminate barriers to access.
If you're, you know, curled up on the couch or sitting in bed, reading before you go to bed at night, all of those things, I think we want people to be comfortable and to read wherever they want to.
Each kit can be checked out for 21 days. Missouri Republicans who attended the recent Lincoln Days event say they are enthusiastic about the first few weeks of President Donald Trump's second term. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the state's GOP leaders remain unwavering in their support despite backlash over Trump's early moves.
Inside a hotel ballroom in Maryland Heights, Missouri Republicans were dancing to an impromptu rendition of the Village People's YMCA. The 1970s disco hit became a rallying cry for Trump's return to the White House, which, to put it mildly, excited plenty of attendees at Missouri Republican Party Lincoln Days. That includes U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt, a Missouri Republican who is heartened by Trump's initial executive orders restricting immigration and targeting what he feels is wasteful spending.
Really, everything that they're doing right now is has to do with programming and personnel, which squarely fits in the executive branch. So I think ultimately they're going to be successful.
It would frankly be surprising if Missouri Republicans weren't happy with the first few weeks of Trump's presidency. After all, Trump won the state's electoral votes three times in a row by double-digit margins. And as Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger explained, that support remains strong.
You know, in our office, we have heard nothing but positive feedback for what President Trump's doing, and frankly, Elon Musk is doing. And I believe Governor Kehoe in our office is also implementing many of the policies that President Trump is spearheading.
What Wassinger was referring to is Musk's effort, known as DOGE, to reduce the federal workforce and federal government spending. The job cuts in particular have stoked a lot of controversy, so much so that Musk and Trump have had to ask certain federal employees to come back to work. Congressman Bob Onder of St. Charles County says his caucus met with Musk recently, and he says even the billionaire conceded that DOGE missed the mark at times.
Musk and DOGE would be the first to admit that in some cases something might get cut or someone might get laid off that in retrospect was a mistake. But I think what would be worse is if we didn't make the attempt to cut out waste and fraud and abuse.
The mistake is the soul of our country. Do you agree with that? That's what's been an issue.
After finishing up a speech at his annual family breakfast event at Lincoln Days, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley expressed support for Trump's initial moves, including issuing immigration restrictions and cutting back on aid to Ukraine. But he also said that he didn't want the federal job cuts to be so severe they threatened some major Missouri priorities, such as the Environmental Protection Agency cleaning up radioactive waste in St. Louis and St. Charles counties.
But we've got to make sure at the end of the day, we are delivering on what our taxpayers have paid for. So I want conservation offices open. I want the EPA cleaning up Westlake, Weldon Spring, Laddie Avenue, all of the above. I want to make sure our veterans are getting the best care we can possibly give them. And I've talked to the president about this. I know the president shares all of those goals too.
Still, Missouri Republicans are aware that 2026 is a midterm election and that the president's party often does poorly in these contests. Governor Mike Kehoe says that while Missouri Republicans shouldn't get complacent, he also doesn't expect Trump's spending cuts to spark electoral decline for the state GOP.
Those same working men and women have to make tough decisions in their family budget. They have to cut out the fat. They sometimes can't do with things in the area of the Biden inflation. So I think President Trump is doing what Missourians want him to do. He wants to right-size government, all while keeping essential services available to those who need them.
But if Trump's spending and federal job cuts lead to worse federal government service or a dip in the economy, Missouri voters may take their electoral frustrations out on Republicans. After all, they control pretty much everything in the state. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.